It's 2:35 p.m. and once again you're listening to David Lona, your host. This is The Body Show. Let's talk body talk. Today I have a special guest, Anna Bliss. And what is your given name, Anna?
Anna Maria Panici.
There she is. Say hello to the listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hey, hey. So today, you know, this is The Body Show, you guys. I always try to remind everyone, The Body Show, we talk about the latest techniques on taking care of the body. So I've had plenty of people that do yoga, specialize in LA Fitness. I've had representatives from GNC. I've had, who else was in here? My friend, he's a guru. He does meditation. But today we have Anna Bliss, and she is specializing in hypnosis, correct?
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about all of that. So we're going to dive straight into this. So Anna, go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of your history. Let people know who you are. Talk a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started my spiritual journey about 8 years ago with a huge rude awakening.
A rude awakening.
I needed that to shake me out of my
life. Someone needs to shake us out of something, right?
Yes. And so that led me on a path of self-realization, seeking knowledge, wisdom, truth, enlightenment. And I went on a path of yoga, meditation, hypnosis, healing, shamanic medicine, you name it, I've done it.
So like, let's talk a little bit about what you're specializing in, because today we're going to talk, like, we're going to start with the history. How did you first get into this? Like, I want to know, let the listeners know, how did you get into this and why?
Well, that's why, because I had a spiritual awakening and I just wanted more to know more about myself and life and why we're here. And so I seeked and found hypnosis, which really worked for me. And that opened up my mind to metaphysics, to spirituality, to science, to so many things. And then I went to school for it for a year.
So see, and I went to school, you guys. So all the listeners that are in school that want to practice something, you have to go to school and gain that knowledge. And Anna did that. So we're going to talk a little bit about your experience at school. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. I think education is very important. And I like having certificates and diplomas. And, you know, it gives a validity to all this.
Just that accomplishment, right?
Yes. It feels good.
Great.
And it's great to go to school and educate yourself on various things.
So what were some of the first things that you learned about hypnosis?
Well, everything relating to the mind and how that basically affects our reality, our body, our future, and our past. Yeah, so it was a really educational, amazing time for me, and I loved it so much that I started to offer it. I got an office, and I was offering it first to friends and acquaintances, and then more people came.
So the more, okay, you opened up your office right after a year, right after you got your certification, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the people that were coming in? What were the type of healing that they needed? Because, you know, we do talk about on The Body Show about the latest techniques about caring for the body. So what were some of the problems that some of your clients or patients, you call them patients or clients?
Clients.
When they come in, like, what are some of the problems that they have? And, like, let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, most people were coming to me for success, you know, increase success, make more money, emotional healing kind of things, release past traumas. And a lot of people were actually coming to me for past life regression, which is part of my hypnosis training. And I was open to it, of course, you know, I was curious and loved anything metaphysical and spiritual at that time.
Right.
But I did not, you know, I had no idea that this would be like my specialty, because at that time I was just seeing clients, but most of these clients were coming in for past life regressions.
So when your clients come into your office, how is their experience? Like, walk me through one of your patients' visits.
So basically they come in and we talk about the presenting issue or whatever they're working through, whatever they need help with, support with, guidance. You know, a lot of people just want to know how to manifest and create a better life for themselves, how to be happy, how to release negative emotions.
Is there a special booth or a special chair that you see them in? And
yes.
Kind of like, do you wave a little clock in front of their eyes, or how does it work?
I actually do not wave the clock. I've never seen a hypnotherapist do that. I don't know where they get that from, but I don't do that myself.
Or maybe actually. TV.
Yeah, probably. I do have a special chair, though.
Yes, a special chair. Like, what does the chair look like? Describe it for the listeners, Anna.
It's very comfortable, kind of like a cushiony futon where you lay down. And the key is comfort and relaxation. And
there it is.
So that's the second part of it, is we identify what they're working through. And then based on that, we either do a regular hypnosis session or past life regression or some kind of emotional healing technique.
So what do you do? How does it work? Tell me. Like, so they're laying down on the chair and you're asking them questions. What is your problem? What are you going through? And then how do you get them to relax?
So after we get through with the questions, then I feel into what they need and we talk about that and what we're going to do. And then they relax. I get them in a very deep, relaxed state known as theta. And in that state, they're very open and suggestible. And the subconscious mind becomes available, where all the memories of this lifetime and the past exist. So we access those memories to either clear, heal, release, or reprogram.
Is there a way that you kind of like communicate? Do you have to like talk very relaxed when you get these people into this relaxed theta state of mind?
Absolutely. That's the key. That is the key, is relaxation. It's very similar to meditation. So some people take a lot longer to get into that meditative state. Some people drop right into it. Everyone's different.
Yeah, you know, I have taken a lot of meditation. One of my friends, he does meditation, and every time I go visit, he always tells me, hey, let's do a quick meditation. And he really relaxes me the way he speaks and the way he talks. And it's just like brings me to a very calm state of mind. And I always feel good after I leave his house because it just makes me feel good. Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Yes, exactly. The key is to feel good, to be relaxed, to let go of all the things in the mind that you have going through nonstop daily, and just get into a very focused state of mind where we go into the journey, into the places where we need to go.
And that's the theta or theta.
That's called theta, exactly.
Theta healing. To all the listeners, this is theta healing, and this is part of the hypnosis.
Well, not quite. Theta healing is something different. Okay. It's also done through theta state, but it's a little different. It's not done with hypnosis.
Okay.
Sometimes I do a combination of healing modalities on the person, depending what they need, and basically the ultimate result is happiness and healing. So however we get there, we get there.
Well, we're all going to get there together. So let's talk a little bit about EFT. You were mentioning that to me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What does EFT stand for?
Emotional Freedom Technique.
And what is that technique?
It's basically a technique of tapping on your body on acupressure points, the same kind of points where the Chinese Eastern medicine, they do the acupuncture points. And so we just lightly tap on it while affirming certain things about the emotional state.
Right.
Acknowledging the emotional state you're in and then releasing that and then reprogramming ourselves with speaking affirmations of positive. And so, yeah, so it works very effectively, actually, in releasing emotional energies, negative stuck emotional energies from the body, from the mind, and from the etheric body.
There it is. So when you speak about tapping, it's not really, you're not doing the acupuncture on people, are you?
No. It's all done just on the skin. And the person taps themselves.
Oh, okay.
So it's something that you can learn and something that I teach people how to do because I don't want to make them dependent on me. I want to teach people how to basically heal themselves and sustain this healing.
Right. Heal yourself, you guys. You hear that? EFT, heal yourself. Tap on your body. So now we're going to talk a little bit about Reiki energy healing. What is Reiki healing all about?
Well, Reiki means universal life force. It's ki, is chi, is prana, is energy. And basically it works with the person laying down and receiving some amazing high vibrational love light energy.
High vibrations.
Positive high vibrations, which are felt. People especially are very sensitive. They can definitely feel a shift when they're done. Everyone's different. Once again, I basically just open up and receive this universal energy through my body and transmit it.
So let me ask you a question. What does Reiki stand for? What does it Reiki word mean?
Rei is universal life force, and chi is life force, is this chi energy. So it's that energy that comes through. And we all have the potential to channel that. You know, we're all conduits, but most people don't know how, and most people are closed off to it. So when you receive this from another, and actually we're meant to be touched and to be, you know, interacting
well,
that
definitely.
Way.
Definitely. That's like from birth. You know, your mama holds you. It's all about holding and feeling and touching.
Connecting with each other.
That's
and
right.
Loving each other and hugging. And it's so essential, but we are so cut off from that. Most people don't receive nearly enough. I call this being touch malnourished.
Yeah. I always loved it when my mom used to hold me. And I loved being sick. And especially like when she was there taking care of me, I always loved it. So sometimes I'd pretend I was sicker.
Oh.
Like, I want to stay home.
See, we're supposed to get that without the sickness.
Yeah, well, I know. Hey, that's important.
Yes, so exactly. So if you don't have someone in your family or friend circle who can give you that, then you go to a Reiki practitioner and get charged up.
We have to go to Anna Bliss. That's right. So now we're going to talk a little bit about accessing the consciousness. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Go for it.
How do we access consciousness?
Yes.
Well, through various methods. I find it's easier for me to do breath work, to meditate, to empty, clear my mind, to access that place deep within me.
So you do teach breathing techniques.
I teach breathing techniques. I teach meditation. I do guided meditations in my sessions. I teach... I don't teach yoga, but I definitely suggest yoga. It is a great form of accessing yourself and that place. Anything from dance can get you there, you know, ecstatic dancing by yourself or with others.
Do you have any background in dance?
I do.
What kind of dance?
I love dancing.
So you just love dancing, moving.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of the people I've spoke with that do have the latest techniques on caring for the body, they all have a background in dance or somehow are in love with it. Mm-hmm. My friend over at Pure Bar here in Woodland Hills, she has an extensive background in dance, ballet. And then my other friend that did Pilates also has extensive practice in ballet. So that's important. Dance is important to all the listeners, you know. Dance is important. Move your body.
Movement.
Get moving.
Exactly. Physical movement is very important because all of life is movement and change. That's what it is. And if you don't move, you create these stagnant energies
in your
body. And you don't allow yourself to change and to feel. You know, the whole point of being human is to feel and experience and to be alive. And the more that you move your body in a way that you love, you know, and it doesn't have to be a boring cardio class you don't love. Like, choose something you love.
Go for a hike.
Go for a run. Go for, you know.
Bike ride.
Go swimming. There's a million
Try
ways.
Try surfing.
Yes.
Let's keep it moving, Snowboard, you guys.
Just keep moving.
It's
keep
the latest techniques
alive.
On taking care of the body here on The Body Show. Let's talk body talk. So here we are with Anna Bliss, special guest. Now we're going to talk a little bit about timeline therapy. What's that all about?
Well, that's a little bit more complicated. Now we're getting into the quantum healing.
Is it a loaded question?
Kind of. Where to begin? So basically, we have a timeline from birth to death in the future.
No, I don't want to die.
But we go towards the birth to identify the origin of the first negative emotional imprint, right? So to heal that, to clear that, because I don't believe in bandaging problems.
Right.
I believe in clearing it from the source. And for that, you have to go into your mind. You have to go into your memories.
So you pull it out.
So you pull it out and you replace it, that memory, that first origin of trauma, and you replace it with the lesson that experience gifts us with. But see, what happens is that it's so traumatic that we just learn to react in fear, anger, shame, guilt, you know, all the negative ways that we react. And So we don't take the lesson. So now we go back and we exchange that. So and people literally release years and years of traumatic, emotional, stored energy and release it for good. I've seen literally miracles.
Wow. I mean, you're talking about like having a bunch of closets over your head and you need to just come out of there.
Yes. And release anything that's in there stuck.
So what are some of the testimonials of people that have had these great enlightenment moments with you? Like, can you talk a little bit about some of your patients? You don't have to say names, but just maybe about some of the trauma they've had.
Well, I have a lot of them listed on my website, for those of you who would like to know.
So let everybody know what your website is, Anna.
www.livebliss.com. And you can look under testimonials. There's a lot of them up. But one of them that comes to mind was a young gentleman who was a runner, and he had a side pain for years and years. And every time he would like run, he couldn't. And he knew it was something to do with his energy because he got checked up and went to chiropractors and doctors and no one could figure it out. So he came to me for that. And we went into a past life. I felt that it was past life related, karmically right. related. Right. So we went in the past life and he saw himself as a woman in the 17th centuries having an accident and storing that energy of frustration and hurt and anger from that time.
Wow.
In his DNA all this time. So now every time he's running, that memory comes up and it's blocking him from succeeding, from moving forward.
Whoa.
And the moment that we identified that and we did the healing and the forgiveness, and it is a process you have to walk through and you have to do the actual like emotional release, literally his pain was gone.
It's a session or a treatment?
This was in one session.
Wow.
And literally it went away like miraculously and never came back. And I've seen that other times as well and different ways, and it surprises me and it doesn't, because I know how it works and I know how effective it is.
So I wonder if you can take me back to my past life and I can find out what I was doing back then.
Yeah, let's go there.
That would be cool. I want to know. That's interesting. Don't you, Lucas? Yeah, it's like take me there. I want to know what I was doing in my past life.
Of course. It's interesting. It's exciting.
I might have been an emperor. Anyways, let's get back to this. So we're talking about timeline therapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to move into the manifestation techniques. What are some of the manifestation techniques that you use?
Anything from creative visualization to focused intention, attention.
So what was the first one you said?
Creative visualization.
So what is it?
It's visualizing yourself through affirmations in your head, positive affirmations about yourself, is visualizing your ideal happy self, your ideal happy life, a healthy, happy you version of you.
Do you write these down?
You can. There's so many. You can write down, journaling. I work with people on all these, basically. You can do chanting. You can do sacred geometry. You can do breath work. You can do invocation with angels, prayer, theta. There's so many ways to get there. Basically, we're first clearing the blocks, you know, that stop us from manifesting.
Right.
And then we get into bringing in these things and attracting them to us through law of attraction and through all these techniques and methods.
You know what? I've always been kind of an outspoken person, but I always was kind of shy to talk in front of people. And it was until this year that I actually took a speech class and was able to talk in front of the class without feeling weird.
Yeah, you're doing great. Look at you now. On the radio and everything.
So keep it going. Come on, let's talk about mind, body, and spirit. And we're going to break it all down one by one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it correlates. They work together. You cannot have a healthy body without a healthy mind and spirit. It all works together. And it originates from the mind. I find you have to have a clear, healthy mind to have a clear, healthy body and life. It all works together. So that's something that I teach, and I help people to recognize and to remember and to integrate, basically, holistic integrative healing.
Heal the mind, people. So it's sometimes what you call them is blocks. So we have blocks, and a lot of us fear that, and then we just don't do nothing about it. So Anna helps us to get rid of all that stuff.
Unblock yourself, get free, get clear, get healthy.
Clear the mind, get happy, smile, move. She's always talking movement. So Anna, we're going to talk about your book. It's called it's Time Travelers, Stories of Reincarnation, Past Life Regression Compilations. Talk a little bit about your book.
Well, this is a result of 5 to 6 years of doing past life regressions. They're not all the experiences, but there are a few published anonymously, which I was guided to compile into book form this year. Earlier this year, I started to compile them and to write this. And some of these are just extraordinary. I don't even know how to put into words. They're just really life-changing. They give a history of humanity, first people on Earth, other galaxies, dimensions, parallel universes, you name it. There's a couple of famous people in there.
Famous people in here, guys. Maybe John Travolta?
Not him. Not
Tom Cruise?
Nope. But Jimi Hendrix.
Hey! Yeah, you know he was blessed. So the Time Traveler's book, is. Where can people find your book?
Right now on Amazon.com.
Listening to all the listeners, Time Travelers, Stories of Reincarnation on Amazon.com.
And Barnes & Noble's coming soon.
Coming soon, Barnes & Noble. So what else can you tell us about the book so that we can, you know, plug your book?
It's a very easy, short read.
It's Body, Mind, and Spirit.
Yes, Body, Mind, and Spirit. And it gives a great overview of humanity, why we're here, how this whole thing relates to our lives. Looks great in your hand.
So you know what? Let people know where they can contact you, Anna, please.
So you can contact me on my website. My new and updated website just went live today. It's www.livebliss.com, B-L-I-S-S-E-D. And my email is anna_panici@yahoo.com. But you can contact me on my website directly. And I look forward to hearing from you.
What about your number? You want to give out a number?
I would rather them contact me through my website.
You know, I hear a little accent. What's your background?
I'm Hungarian-Romanian.
Yeah, baby. That's right, you guys. So, you know, this is my special guest today. Anna, you're just awesome. Is there anything that you want to, you know, tell the listeners right now? Like, is there anything that you might have, you know, we might have overlooked?
Well, I just want to encourage people to continue to dig deeper into themselves and to just continue on the spiritual journey. And it's a beautiful journey, and to know that anything that you wish to experience and to have and to manifest into your life, you can literally be, do, and have anything that you want. There's no limit,
people. Keep going, Anna.
Thank you. You as well, all of you.
So you know what? That's pretty much a wrap for today. And Anna, it was just such a pleasure having you. And I think you're going to be my last show for the season right now. And until then, everyone, this is David Lona, your host. You're listening to The Body Show. Let's talk body shop. Let's talk body. Reporting for KPCRadio.com.
Thank you.